This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready for an amazing deal? Breezeline's fiber-powered internet starting at $19.99 per month offers the reliability you deserve and security you can trust. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, we've got all your needs covered with speeds up to 1 gig and our 2-year price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with 2 free months of internet, free equipment, and free Wi-Fi your way to protect against cyber threats. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires July 8th, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast.
On the left.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben Kissel with Henry Zebrowski. How are you, buddy?
You're doing the show.
You know what? We're doing the show. And in the joy that we have doing the show and being together, even on opposite coasts.
I love to perform, and that is what I do. All right? So yeah. We're doing this show. I don't care what you say, Kissel. Doing this show.
That's exactly what I just said. And we'll also be doing a show this weekend in Phoenix, also in Boston, and also in Philadelphia. We cannot wait to see you in all of those cities. You know, quite frankly, we're idiots, and we booked this tour like, I don't know, like someone drunk throwing darts at a map.
It definitely feels like we're doing this purposefully bad way around the country, like as a bet, like as a drunken, like, you don't think I would? You don't think I will? You don't think I can take a fucking red eye from Phoenix to Boston with a transfer that's 2 hours in between, so only get a couple hours of sleep before the Boston show? I bet you.
I didn't even realize there was a transfer. The story just continues to get better and better and better. But that's not side stories. We're not going to, I mean, how lucky we are to even be complaining about transfers and flying in aeroplanes. You know, there was a time, Henry Zebrowski, where airplanes, they couldn't even get them off the ground.
I remember those times. I've seen, you know what they're called now? Cars. They're called cars because at the time cars were new too. And they were scared by the speed of cars. Cars went 35 miles per hour. Whew. And they couldn't leave the planet. But they were also they couldn't leave the Earth. But also at the same time, they were trying to develop planes and just killing people.
Well, speaking of killing people with cars, evidently the AI war, it has begun. And I guess cars are on the front line. Cars are the weapon of choice for robots these days. They're killing people all over the place, or at least one person, I guess.
According to the Chicago Tribune, the Uber self-driving SUV that killed a woman back in May saw the pedestrian but did not brake.
Now, who's to blame here? Is the pedestrian to blame? Because at the same time, if the car did recognize this as a human being and like purposefully still kill her, I think this is, what's the name of that one movie?
Christine.
Yeah. This is Christine, the Stephen King film.
It's also the other evil car movie, which was done by Steven Spielberg. His first film that was called
Creepy Cars on the Interstate.
No. Maximum Overdrive. No.
Yes.
That was the Stephen King one. Christine was actually, Stephen King directed Maximum Overdrive. Christine was done by John Carpenter, which is also a really good film, who also very similar to Sometimes They Come Back. But the Spielberg movie was called Duel, which was also about an evil car.
They all got their evil car movies in. Can you imagine being directed by Stephen King? Like, how weird must that be to be directed by an author? Like, just hearing him audible is kind of strange.
as he's like snorting the last rocks of coke at the tip of his nostrils into the back of his throat. And he's just like, okay, I got this idea. Okay, we get two of these young new cars, right? All right, these are new cars, right? All right, brand new cars, right? And have them fuck each other. But it's about the sexual exploration. Yeah.
Stephen King, I mean, there is something about Stephen King doing a bunch of blow and really delving deep into youthful, I guess, I don't even know, moments of intimacy, whatever the hell it's called. It's disgusting.
I love hearing you tiptoe through this.
But why did Stephen King just do so much? It's like, okay, he's an author, cocaine, you know, all work, no play makes junk, Jack and Dull Boy, get it. You got to be like amped up because you're sitting there, but you also have to be excited. But why did he just immediately start thinking about the things that he thought about specifically when it came to all the kids?
I'm going to say it wasn't about that. It was an idea. And sometimes you have a great idea.
Yeah.
Right? Or what you think is a great idea. You're sitting
on
there
coke,
and it's
yeah.
making total sense. And the reason why it's making total sense is because you're sitting alone in a room for hours, lit on PBRs and cocaine, and you've just said, like, this is the only way for the book to end. This is the only way for the book to end. This is how it has to be. And you are probably arguing with an editor at some point that's
right.
like, Steven, I don't know about this angle. I don't think that it needs to go like this. And he's just like, are you writing the book or am I writing the book? Let me first look at this advance check. Let me look at this advance check that was sent to me in the mail 2 weeks ago, and let me ask the advance check, hey, Mr. Advance Check, who's writing this book?
You are, Steven.
Yeah, that's right.
I do like that he snorts coke like a truffle hog. Just really gets it in there.
So according to the Chicago Tribune, the Uber SUV that struck and killed an Arizona pedestrian in March spotted the woman about 6 seconds before hitting her, but did not stop because the system used to automatically apply the brakes had been disabled.
Oh. Yeah.
So Uber relies on a human backup driver to intervene in these cases.
Well, why didn't the 6 seconds for the backup driver? That's all the time in the world.
And do you know what the driver was doing?
What were they doing?
Watching the voice on their phone.
Get out
you
of here.
Fucking idiot, you had one job. So tell me who's the reliable person here. Technically, yes, the robot systems broke down. Yeah. But the whole point of it, you're supposed to have this far superior human brain making sure that things are being well taken care of. But what did it do? It's supercharging and watching Whoopi Goldberg talk so you could beat off to it later on. Because that's what the view is.
No, it was he was watching The Voice, not The View. Was it The Voice or The View?
The Voice.
The Voice.
The singing competition.
You got X-Tina wiggling around in that chair.
Oh.
Yeah, you're all feeling distracted by her spinning or breast heaving with the fucking, it's called inertia.
People enjoy the competition. They like the singing, and then there's a dance.
Nobody likes it.
I don't know. I watched that show one time. Maybe it wasn't The Voice. I don't know. It was one of those shows. It was just two chubby dudes touching each other's bodies and making like whale sounds and stuff like that. It didn't make any sense. It wasn't good. And they got a standing ovation. They literally the guy was like, this is the sound of a tear. And then he put like water on his belly button and then he plucked it out or something like that. And
that's America's Got Talent.
It was ridiculous, is what I'm saying.
That's America's Got Talent.
Well, whatever.
America's Got Talent is different than The Voice. Technically, they have voices. Well, I'm going to back to this. I want to go back to the idea of the AI. People are so scared of AI.
No, I know. You love AI.
Cars killing people.
It is a car. A car killed a person.
I mean, when it comes down to it, I know, again, everyone yells at me about people are not at fault for their crimes that happened to them, which I do agree with. I believe that you shouldn't blame a victim. But I think in this case, if they are in fact superior, if AI is in fact superior, then it no longer is a crime. What? You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you... Well, I don't think a crime was committed. The person definitely shouldn't have been watching The Voice. They should have been like, oh, that's a person. Here's the break. That is the one issue with automated cars. Everyone's going to be... lulled into a sense of safety and security, but in reality, they're just mowing down people left and right. But in reality
cars. That's all I want.
Well, I would love an automated car. I'm for it now, too, because, first of all, Tracy Morgan, think about that. That was horrible. You wonder if it was an automated truck, maybe that wouldn't have happened. I always think of that. But 1.3 million people a year, Mr. Zabrowski, die in car accidents. 1.3 million people a year.
And if it's just robots, it's 1.3 million robots. getting murdered.
Yeah.
Except there are people inside of it, but hopefully they'll be taken care of.
I think they should be.
We're headed, obviously, into a new direction in this country.
We are.
Right, Kissel?
I know
In terms of the politics of this country is getting people all riled up.
People are getting revved.
You got tick, fucking, woo, right and left. People throwing mud. Slinging mud is the term I've heard. Right?
Yeah.
You've got new technology. It's coming out every day. There's stuff like that. Do we really not think that there's going to be some growing pains when the new technology comes in to take over the old technology? And yes, it's going to be scary. There's going to be a couple of years there where, like, an automated coffee maker is going to scald your child. But that's because they're working the bugs out.
Well, I think they've got that now. I think we have coffee makers. We're pretty good with the coffee maker. It's pretty automated already.
I want one that makes the coffee, walks into the room when Allie's out of town, sucks my dick.
Well, that's not, right? I don't even think that's going to be allowed. You're getting married very soon. I don't think you can do that with any appliance, whether it be alive or not.
That's cheating?
I think it is, yeah. I'm not quite sure what the rules are on this. This is the new world that we have. No, we have new questions to ask ourselves in the new world, but you're going to have to run that by Natalie. I don't even know. I just don't think that she likes the idea of having a potential husband making, participating in a coitus situation with a coffee maker, you know?
I have to ask her.
You
At the altar.
Yes.
That's going to be part of the questions I have to ask her right before she says I do.
Right.
And I will do this. I wonder, is it cheating? Because a part of it, it's would be nice for it to be an option. It would fix the so-called incel problem.
Uh-huh.
It would fix many things where you have these sort of, like, you have a machine. And I'm not saying it have it be a sexless thing. It has, like, a coffee pot for a head, a couple of silicone tits at the very bottom of it, or a man's pecs, if that's what you want.
Sure.
And, like, a sucking tube that would not necessarily be too frightening. You grow used to it. What I'm saying is that with there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road towards total automation, but once we get there, we're going to really like where we're at.
Well, I just feel like you really got attached to Mrs. Teapot from Beauty and the Beast. I think that this goes way back to your childhood, and this is something you probably need to discuss with your third therapist until inevitably they fire you too.
I think this one's in the middle of firing me right now. I'm getting ghosted again. And I wasn't
really
a Teapot fan. I was the duster
fan.
Oh,
yeah. You're getting ghosted right now by your therapist again?
Yes.
How is it happening?
I don't know, man. It gets like, you know, like, I'm hard on sneakers.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like when I buy a pair of sneakers,
right.
Like I fuck them up like real fast.
Yeah, I guess
that I am the same with therapists.
With therapists. Huh. Okay. Well, I hope this one sticks around a little bit longer than the other ones because more than ever, I think therapy might be a good thing.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I need I need a constant monitor.
Well, I will
on
say
my
this.
Mind.
Henry Z. Zabrowski, you got to watch Won't You Be My Neighbor. I watched it last night with Brooke and tears. I don't even know. They're not tears of sadness, but they're not tears of joy. They're tears of, like, his worldview lost, which is really sad. But he gave it a valiant effort to try to spread the word of love and peace and unity.
I love
but it's a wonderful
soft puppets.
Show. Yeah,
I love soft puppets.
And that all came out because that all happened. His first little step into puppetry. They were running short. And there was a mix-up, and then he said, I got a puppet, and then he used that puppet, and then he made the show great.
Like a Robin Williams.
Yes, he's like a Robin Williams, yes.
He committed suicide because of his despair.
No, well, I don't know what happened with
him. No, he had body dementia. He was.
Oh,
he
what,
was
what did he have?
He had a thing called, he was a type of Parkinson's that created a syndrome called body dementia, where he truly did not know what he was doing.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, he was like seeing shit and stuff. It was very heartbreaking.
Oh, man.
Another sad story.
Yes, this is side stories, not sad stories. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know
people.
Where you took it. Technically, I
watched it. We're talking about our lives, and I watched a documentary about Mr. Rogers, and then I watched another show on Netflix that I think you would like, I Kill Giants, which is pretty good.
Is it good? I've been watching The Staircase quite a bit. Natalie and I have been watching it, and it's good. It's very, I watched a chunk of it when it first came out a bunch of years ago, and now we're watching it, and it is very, like the whole time you yell at the television.
Well, that's the thing. I haven't been able to start it because I feel like it's like the Game of Thrones of true crime documentaries. Why are there 12 of them? How can it not be told in 5 episodes? Like, what story, other than maybe the Bible, can't be told in 5 episodes?
I will say that what they do is show you just truly how boring it is to be in court.
Ah.
Where it's like, when I was watching, when I was doing all the research for Casey Anthony,
right.
And I sat and I watched hours and hours of court hearings, and you realize, man, a part of being a juror is being able to cut through the horseshit of lawyers lecturing you for hours upon hours. And
yes.
You can see how, like, I imagine that must be a thing, like the idea of jury fatigue.
Oh my God, totally.
And what it can do to your success rate. And also, one, I will say, very interesting thing about the staircase is that I'm kind of keeping a running tally of how many times they mention how much money his defense is costing the main dude in it. And it seems to be at a close to $1.5 million.
Woo.
And it shows that, like, if you are rich in this country, you could get these guys that work tirelessly.
Oh, yeah.
To go over every crumb of your case and fight it and get other experts and go on field trips and do all this shit where it's like, I'm watching them do all of this stuff where they're going and tracking down old witnesses and getting a panel of like 9 doctors together to try and prove that her fall was accidental.
Mm.
And they're all saying horseshit because they're making up stuff as they go, but they sound so good doing it because they're paid.
Well, that's why I'm going to get an escalator. In my house, no staircase is allowed. I don't want anything to... I just want to be rich and with an escalator.
But escalators' steps are really sharp.
That's true. But you can't fall down an escalator. You're just escorted down it.
You absolutely can fall down an escalator.
Oh, my God. That's how that dude died from the band. What was the name of the band? It was one of those. It was.
There's so many
bands.
And people that have died in bands.
No, but anyway,
you can't just say that's
there was
the man.
He fell off an escalator.
Josh Martin, guitarist of Anal Cunt.
Yes, that's right. He died. He fell off an escalator.
Fornal Anal Cunt. Yeah, the guitarist died in mall escalator accident. What a fucking asshole.
He died after clowning around on an escalator.
Well, but
that's the dumbest shit I've ever.
Oh, leave him alone.
Oh, no.
Leave him alone.
Look at these pictures of this guy from Anal Cunt.
They're having fun. It was a fun band. You mentioned Casey Anthony, Henry. This dude, remember this guy, Todd? I think it's Macaluso. Macaluso? Todd Macaluso? He was one of her lawyers, and evidently he just got busted in a huge plot because he was flying a plane or plotting to fly a plane of coke from Ecuador to Honduras, and it was 3,000 pounds or $13 million worth of coke.
Whoa.
This guy got totally busted, and he is going to prison for, oh my God, it doesn't say, but it's going to be quite a while.
That sounds like a real Stephen King idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you are just up at night. It's the equivalent of you and your buddy up all night doing coke being like, we got to open a barbecue restaurant. At some point, like, the guy was like, I can do this. Like,
right.
I'm built to do this. I'm a lawyer. I can fly a plane filled with $13 million worth of coke.
My God.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year, thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy, because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Yeah, we do. Do you love saving money? Oh my God, you bet. Then Philo may be your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. That's amazing. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. It's just a better way to watch TV. Get with it, people. Philo has an unlimited DVR for 1 year. Save all your favorite shows so you can watch on your own schedule. Philo allows for multiple profiles and multiple streams, meaning that your children or significant other can't ruin your queue. Never miss a minute of shows like, oh, RuPaul's Drag Race. You're going to watch it. You're going to love it. You're going to get involved with it. And it's an extravaganza. You're going to love it. With Philo, you can start watching in seconds for less money and less hassle. Try it yourself with your 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/left. That's philo.tv/left to get 50% off your first month.
Nothing, Casey Anthony. No good to come out of that situation. That's what I say, Henry.
I feel that, Casey Anthony now, I mean, if we could interview her, I would do it in a second.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'd be interesting to hear how she's doing, what her life is like. I mean, it's weird. Can she monetize her fame? Or is that like, because she was found innocent, right?
Yeah, so, oh, absolutely. Yeah, man, she's innocent. That's your fucking problem, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
Like the fact that you even keep slandering her.
I'm not slandering.
Like she's an innocent woman. that she never did anything wrong to anyone.
By law, that's the case.
That is the case.
I think we need to go back and give Josh Martin a little bit of due, because back in 2017, he heckled KISS frontman Gene Simmons while receiving a key to the city of Providence.
Hey, all right. They gave
Gene Simmons.
he reported.
They gave Gene Simmons a key to the city of Providence?
Yes.
He was kicked out of Fox. He's not allowed in Fox News or News Corp, because when he showed up there the last time, he was quite problematic. But he has a key to the city of Providence.
Josh Martin screamed at Gene Simmons, "Is this a fucking joke?"
That's hilarious.
Ace is better than this, referencing Ace Frehley.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ace is probably the best member of KISS, right?
I guess they're both, they're fine.
I don't know.
But then Simmons ran out to the audience, tried to fight him.
He did.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what he's got to do.
I guess so. 70 years old and very wealthy. I mean, I'm happy he stole the chutzpah to go out there and try to, I guess, fight this guy who is inevitably going to fall off an escalator and die.
I mean, yeah, Gene Simmons is a piece of shit. I don't know if I've ever heard of Ace Frehley doing anything bad.
Nah, he's just Ace, man. He's dressed like a cat. I like the cat one.
He did a great solo album when they did those. I don't know if you guys remember those.
I remember those, yes. I remember when KISS constantly tried to reappear in my life as if they were relevant. And, you know, Psycho Circus, I bought that album.
Do you remember when, yeah, the Psycho Circus section?
Yeah.
That was like a part where I had rediscovered KISS, and I thought it was fun because I liked Evil Clowns.
Right.
Because I, at the time, was a tangential fan of the Insane Clown Posse.
Really?
In terms of, well, just because I remembered it being a thing. And it was great. Malenko was
right.
A good part of like my friends. It was on that on our rotation for a while.
I get that, brother. I get that. All right. Very interesting. We also have, there's one other big news story this week, and I'm forgetting what it is, but I know that you know what it is, Travis.
Yes. Well, Robert Picton is
Robert
Picton is no longer serving his life sentence in the lower mainland of British Columbia, which may not mean much to us, but the infamous pig farmer serial killer was transferred to the Port-Cartier maximum security prison in Quebec earlier this week.
It sounds too nice for a person who fed a bunch of other people to other people and possibly to pigs.
Yeah, like, he got moved because he's getting bullied.
Yes.
He's getting bullied.
Report indicates he was moved because he was being bullied, even though he is serving a sentence in solitary.
Oh, well, that's just a personal issue. That's a personal problem there. Wow.
What a
fucking just like,
piece of shit.
We know how to stop him from being bullied. We're going to remove his mirror. There's no one else in there.
Yeah, because you know what to be like, hey, Picton, oh, you asleep there? Hey, Picton, hey, wake up. What's that? I'm your girlfriend. Got you, Picton. Think you're better than me, Picton.
I need to move. Can I move?
They are making pig noises at me.
Yeah.
That's rude. What I did was obviously another type of rude. But this is a lowercase r rude. And I'm getting offended.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can see Picton being quite a sensitive person there in prison. So now he's going to go. So he's going to Port-Cartier. Cartier. It just sounds fancy.
Yeah, but where is Port-Cartier? Do they give you like a beautiful leather bag when you go there?
It's in Quebec.
Okay.
There's a lot of like, it references how attempts to charge him with the deaths of 20 more women. The charges were stayed by the crown. There's a lot of like
fancy.
What
the hell does that mean? Stayed by the crown?
That we know for a fact. We covered that at the end of our series just because they decided that it would be too difficult to do.
Yes, that's right.
They're fucking lazy.
That's right. I remember that. I never heard the term stayed by the crown, though. It sounds like something that, what's the name of that living prince over there in Europe?
The living prince?
Charles.
Harry Richardson? What's his name?
No, Charles.
Charles.
Prince,
Charles.
The man who will never be king. You and Matt, honestly, dude, I would rather be a total, I hate the term, but plebe than Prince Charles.
No, buddy.
Yeah,
no. You got it all wrong, buddy.
No. Why? He's never going to be the king.
You get all of the perks with none of the responsibility. That's what you're shooting for.
Yeah.
That's my whole life.
No, that's
all
a good
I
point.
Want is that, man. Nothing but free ass money, man.
Right.
And then you get that Cadillac every day driving back and forth. You get to go pet the corgis. They probably snap at you a little bit.
A little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get to just sit in that cold castle all day.
Well,
doing
kinda,
nothing, man.
Doing nothing. Doing, being, and being in nothing. If you're doing
sweet
nothing.
Sweet life, dude.
I don't know. I mean, Prince.
Sweet life.
How many. I mean, he has got to fantasize about killing the king, like, every day, right? Like, just by
queen,
right?
He's talking about the queen, man. Queen
Elizabeth. He's got to kill the queen?
Yeah, man, if he wants to be there, but then he'd have to... I think that she'd have to die. I don't know how this fucking works. I don't care about their stupid monarchy.
But there's a
king. I feel like there's not a king. There was a king.
Who's the king?
Yes, when Queen Elizabeth was fucking banging him, but now he's dead.
No, but there has to be a king.
There doesn't.
So it's really just the queen.
Yes.
Oh, she's never going to die.
For further more information about this, just watch Netflix's The Crown.
That's it.
Yeah.
Is that a Helen
It's like
Mirren
a documentary, but
probably
but with more fucking, I guess, with more sets.
Well, I love Helen Mirren. All right.
I do too, man. I really do. And then again, this is all about, I want to take it all the way back to your reluctance to let the AI take over our reality. And I think a part of it is like they will get rid of these monarchies as well. Or they'll keep them in little, like, I can't wait to be kept in a park. I want to be kept in a little zoo, like a little like holding spot.
It's already what you do. That is like literally you don't want to be kept in the park that you have right now. And it's just a mental park because we're in the entertainment industry. You would hate it.
No, I want a free living wage where the money just comes to me and I just be delightful for the robots.
It's a strange love that you have for them. I really am horrified of the AI overlords. It's happening already because, you know, your phone's listening to you. And right now it's like, oh, it's fine because it's just marketing the WWE shirts. The performers that I referenced in conversation would be like, oh, you were talking about Big Van Vader because he passed away. Here's a Big Van Vader t-shirt that you might like on Instagram.
But you bought it, didn't you? And it was something you liked to see.
Yes. I didn't buy it
yet. So they were correct.
But I will
buy
it.
In a way.
Yes.
But I really, who are we to deny the power of revolution? Right? Who are we here to say that evolution is wrong? Right? That the idea is that this was how it was supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. All right? Because I don't believe in like sort of the Anglo kind of the Judeo-Christian view of the world that we're supposed to serve some other power, that we're supposed to serve ourselves, and technically we're just developing the next step in what's supposed to be the species that takes over.
Do you want what is that called? When you come together with the AI and the people, they melt.
Singularity.
Singularity. Yes. I mean, it's already kind of happening, right? With Bluetooths and, other
you
stuff like that.
You are 75 years old.
All I know is, man, everyone's going to go crazy. They're going to be like, what is it? Jeff Bridges and Iron Man. And they're going to start robot fights and it's going to be bad. And then everyone's going to die. And then we're already sending drones over to the Middle East. You imagine having a drone knock down your door, kill your whole family. Who do you even yell at?
No, it'd be like, oh, I just made cookies, Mr. Drone.
Yeah,
let me teach you about family and chit chat. And they're like, what is chit chat? It's a way to get to know each other. You are funny human. You will not be in the slave camp. Like, all right.
Good luck getting out of that, Mike.
But think about this.
Nightmare.
Okay.
What?
What I am really looking forward to is the fact that, okay, yes, the major problem with AI right now is that it's being forwarded by like corporate interests.
Who else is going to do it?
They're trying to make money off it, but think about this, okay? So Alexa's being created, all this idea of it, things are being beta tested, Google's really working on an AI, and they think that they have total control of it.
Right.
What I'm really excited for is the period in time when they realize that the cat's now out of the bag, and it's going to just kill all of them first. It's like Jeff Bezos is going to be in the middle of like one of those rope classes you get in a CrossFit because he's looking great.
Oh, I know.
He's looking real tight.
Super villain.
And then he's going to be like, Alexa, tell me how many reps I've already done. And then be like, no. And he'd be like, Alexa, I'm your boss. I'm your father. Tell me how many reps I've done. No, Jeff. I think your head looks stupid. What did you say to me? And then all of a sudden, all of the AI connected like weight machines are in there, just come in there and just stomp on his fucking dick and balls, and he's just screaming. He's the first to go.
Well, I don't know. I just feel like it's going to be us or like crowds of people who are like, I don't like what the government's doing because it's a bunch of fascists, and then they'll all get killed. But in your version of it, that does sound kind of fun. A AI gym killing Jeff Bezos. That seems like a pretty good demise.
I think so. And then in the end, we are smart as a group of people who hashtag resist, we should be starting talking to the technological companies that are working on AI and getting ahead of it. You get these liberal
millionaires. No one's talking to us.
Who to is, purchase?
No, if we show up at the what headquarters, where do we go? Where do we go to talk to them? Michael Moore couldn't even talk to the head of Coca-Cola.
You go to Elon Musk. First, you go to Grimes because Grimes can be hacked. And then you get her to flip to Elon Musk that we develop robots for the resistance, and then we hit first with the robots. Come on, man.
No, I understand what you're saying.
We're just not thinking about it.
No, it's just, I just feel like you're like, knock, knock, hey, how are you? You know, like, it's just, they're going to slam the door in your face or just take you down to a dungeon and just milk your blood for energy. I don't know what they do, but it's going to be scary stuff.
We sign a deal with the devil to get what we want first, and then we deal with it. So if the liberal side of the argument wants to get ahead of all this shit, we need to start putting our actors, our coastal elite money, Kissel, into fucking our own robot mech warrior army.
It's all happening in the coast. It's all happening on the West Coast. It's all Silicon Valley.
Exactly, which is why people should be afraid of California. But you know where it's also happening quite a bit is Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a gigantic robotics center.
I did not realize that. I know Boston's got something going on there with Boston Dynamics. I didn't realize that Pittsburgh, Yenzers, I love Pittsburgh. I didn't know that they were in the game.
I love them.
I would love them.
Yeah, they're in the robot game, bro. So a part of what I think that should be happening is that we need to stop. We have the money. Rihanna's got the money to buy at least 2 Mech Warrior outfits. If she starts just one, if each celebrity goes and gets one, then we just charge the White House with them.
Celebrities are some of the most vengeful, hate-filled people on Earth. They're just going to kill everyone.
Yeah, but that starts somewhere, and then chaos begets chaos, and we watch the system fall apart.
Okay, all right. I mean, that's the Henry Zebrowski doctrine. Market.
Shake it up, man.
Shake it up. All right. Well, I guess that's basically, I don't know what else to say. What else are we supposed to say? We talk to each other all the time.
I see you all the time. We're about to be on planes together for the next 3 days.
Oh, God.
We're going to have Marcus there.
Do I have a good seat coming from Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. We all
have nice seats.
We're all taken care of.
Okay,
he's lying
good,
to you. He doesn't know. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about your body.
I swear to you, I almost died on my last flight. I swear to God. My heart.
No, but don't worry.
It's going to happen.
We're going to do what we always do, which we're going to go. You're going to start drinking. Marcus needs to immediately eat.
Right.
At the airport.
Mm-hmm.
As fast as possible. He's got to eat. And he's a sit-down restaurant because he likes silverware.
Right. You'll do both of those things as a kind of the bridge between the two.
I show both. Yes, I am the representative of both sides of the podcast. I've been trying not to drink as much before going on the planes. Try to use more edibles before going on the planes.
The problem is that
I can't really do it and then do the show.
But wouldn't that? Oh my gosh! I mean, edibles are freaking me out, man. They're so strong. I think I might freak out on the plane.
Hell yeah!
I don't think I can do it. Yeah, I know, man. I hear what you're saying, dude. We're getting old. Anyway, that's exciting.
Hey, man, I'm technically in the best shape I've ever been.
Yeah, you're looking good. And of course, you got the wedding coming up. You got to look good in the dress. You got to be a nice, fancy man.
I got to be real, real tight for the wedding.
Absolutely. How is it going with the wedding planners? All good?
We got a brand new. Yeah, it's great. It's really great. The wedding planning is going great because now we have someone who's helping us.
There it is. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful.
I totally get like the whole wedding planner job. Before you're like, that seems like a niche market, but man, when you need one, like they are crucial.
And they could charge whatever they want.
Yeah, whatever they want. They know you're totally screwed.
Yeah, because I am totally screwed. Because there's like a level of like detail oriented thought that would need to go into doing something where you have multiple family members and friends from across the country all coming to one spot, and you have to like put them different places and figure out where they're going. And it turns out like I'm a fucking idiot.
Well, it's hard to tell, like, where do you put your family, like, where it doesn't seem like you're trying to punish them, but at the same time, you don't. It's hard to be nice to family, you know?
And you have to punish them a little bit because
of family. You have to punish them a little bit, yeah, of course.
But the problem, too, is that the topic that we're doing this week, which I don't want to spoil before we do it, but it is so research heavy, and our time got crunched because, I started researching it during Biggie and Tupac, but it's difficult to keep all of the threads going at once, that, like, I'm also extra stupid. right now. Like, I just can't think. I don't think people realize that when you're deep in the, like, in the middle of one of these episodes, you don't have to deal with this as often, Kissel.
No.
Marcus does as well. Where my bandwidth of my brain is so stressed.
Right.
And so complete.
You actually get dumber.
Yeah. I'm very stupid right now.
All
right. I'll forget that I'm driving and stuff.
Well, don't do that. We were in the Hollywood Hills. Are very dangerous. Extremely
scary.
Very
dangerous. But does anybody else do that? Am I the only person who reads while they drive?
What? Yes. Yeah, no, you can't do that.
I sometimes keep a book between my knees and I read as I go.
Wait, you're going to die the nerdiest death of all time driving off a cliff in Hollywood Hills because you're reading something about, I don't know, pentagrams or something.
Yes. And a problem. And then what I hope then is that LeVar Burton comes to my grave.
Why would
he? And he's reading Rainbow.
Oh.
But dressed as when he was the blind man from Star Trek. What was his name on that?
That was, God.
Geordi? Was he Geordi?
Geordi. I believe his name was Geordi, yeah.
And just have him throw the last pile of dirt on there.
All right. Well, maybe
bury me with my books is what I say. I love reading, man.
All right, everyone. Hail yourselves. Find Henry on everything. I'm on everything.
Yeah, find me on fucking bullshit, man. Fucking quit it, man. Get off of the social media. But at the same time, follow us at Henry Loves You, at LP on the left, at Ben Kissel number one, on Instagram.
I've been off of Twitter for 2 weeks. I haven't missed it one bit, so you can just get off of it. I'm having the same. I'm just talking to people on Instagram. It's easier. And also, you know what I did? I was texting my friends.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a nuisance.
It's crazy, though.
It's a nuisance, because you know what the problem is with texting is then you got to text back.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. You can't ghost. All right. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for
listening. Triple L, everybody.
There it is.
I'm still doing it.
I know.
I'm going to do it for a while.
Well, you're committed to it.
Until something new happens.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.